This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. So leadership, living life on your terms, new definition for you. Think about it. What does it mean? How many people are really living their life? Really living their life. Not somebody else's, not a parent's, not a wife's, not a husband's, not a kid's, not some bullshit, not politics, not what I'm supposed to do, not some social norm that's 100 years out of date. Leadership for me, a very, very simple definition. You want to call yourself a leader? Live life on your fucking terms. Don't be reckless, don't break hearts, don't be whatever, but live life on your terms. And do it for other people around you. Not to them, do it for them. It appears to me that now more than ever, this is the type of living that we need. Not reckless, not egotistical, not to the point where you're causing other people distress or whatever, not intentionally, but living life on your terms and ultimately getting what you want out of life so that you can set a blueprint for here's how somebody else does it when they come along and ask. Next one. Love this. I read this in a book. The world is full of people who change their minds about being poor. They did, right? Let's talk it through. I inserted the word unhappy, just in case you don't like the poor thing. Literally, the world is full of millions and millions of people who woke up one day and went, fuck it, that's it, I'm done. I'm going in a different direction. I'm going to behave differently. I'm going to read differently. I'm going to act differently. I'm going to talk differently. I'm going to hang out with different people. I'm going to go to different places. That's what I mean by the world is full of people who woke up one day and said, I'm fed up of being poor. Because ultimately, it's my behaviors that lead to what I've got, right? That's undeniable. Take all of the bullshit away from it, no matter what the politicians will tell you. 95, 96, probably more percent of people are 1 billion percent in control of their destiny. With the time that they use, how they use it, whether they choose to fuck around on Facebook or do something productive with it. That's what I mean by that. I've woke up one day, I'm absolutely fed up of not having any money and I'm going to behave differently. Or I'm fed up of being miserable. And I'm going to do something about it. Use whichever one you want. I like them both. There's lots of people in this life who've gone from however many years being very, very unhappy and very, very miserable, who made a decision consciously to change behaviors, to change actions, to change resources, to change groups of friends, to change the way that they were living, whether it's fitness, health, books, spiritually, whatever it would be. But ultimately, all roads lead back to that they made the decision. How do you develop a love of adversity? It appears to me in this life, we're being taught that you have to run from it. Let's just find the easy route to everything. Parents are equally as bad as governments in this one. Let's give everybody everything, make it easy for them, set everybody up for success, give everybody everything, make them all entitled. And again, I'm including myself in this as parents. If we're not careful, we're teaching people to run from adversity. It appears to me that the path to success in this life is to face adversity head on. You will be in a league of one when you develop a love of adversity. And rather than running from it, this is what you're here for. How do you make yourself different? Enjoy challenges. Enjoy things that go wrong. Enjoy a little bit of heartache. Enjoy a little bit of a mutiny in your office, two or three people walking out. Enjoy that fucking email off the insurance company who's reduced your rates. A little bit of adversity, what am I going to do about it? Rather than crying and whinging and moaning, what can I do about this thing? And most importantly, detach from all outcomes. Whatever. I'm going to do it anyway. I don't need you to like it. I don't need you to love it. I do. That's all that matters. I'm enjoying the process of what I do, what I'm involved in. If you happen to like it, fantastic. If this happens to give me some big result at the other end, fantastic. But I don't need that to happen. Almost all insecurities in life are coming from an inability to detach from outcomes. Because again, we've been taught that all of this life has to be about an outcome. It has to be about the money. It has to be about a qualification. It has to be about a relationship. It has to be about something that lasts forever. And it's not possible. The very fact that you start to get things causes all of your insecurities. Has anybody thought of this? Most of your insecurities become or come from a love of the outcome. So this thing that you're obsessed with, once you get it, guess what happens? It means that much to you that you start worrying about losing it. Cue the fucking angst and the insecurities that you've got. So how can or why should we obsess over outcomes? Because that's what's causing most people's issues. And yet, the merry-go-round continues week after week, month after month, year after year, chasing the next big thing. And I'm not saying don't go chase the next big thing. I'm saying detach from it. Get it anywhere. You can get it without getting emotional about it. You can enjoy it without getting emotional about it. And most importantly, you can get it without thinking that it's going to define who you are or what other people are thinking of you, which, when all is said and done, that's the driver for most people. If I get this thing, what will somebody think? I'm proven to a parent, I'm proven to an auntie, I'm proven to an uncle, proven to a peer group, I'm proven to people on social media that I'm capable of this thing. And the minute that I've started to prove to you that I'm capable of this thing, I have to keep up that charade for the rest of my life. Now I'm spinning that many fucking plates, it's impossible for me to keep them all up. I have to drop a few. The drop, just to bring the story real, is a breakdown. It's more lies, it's more cheating, it's more fucking not understanding actually who you are, because none of this was relevant in the first place. Here's another one I read. How do you avoid a life of protest? I'll explain it. It appears to me, again, I love having time off. I just get so much time to think. It appears to me that all people are doing is protesting. It's all that is happening in life. Watch it. There's just a magnifying glass. It's as if people are waking up every day and the only thing that they think that they can do with their time and energy is to protest against something. Insert the blank. Could be anything these days. There's some storm coming every single fucking Sunday in your life these days. And it's as if people wake up and think that they have to. It's as if they're like, their right is to go, I'm going to protest against that. And I'm all in favor of, if you want to go on that thing and a few little pick-up balls, go for it, right? That's what you want to do. But don't make that the default in your life. People are lit, watch them, observe them. Just pay attention to your friends and family. Listen to the conversations. They're just protesting constantly. There's no love, there's no enjoyment, there's no satisfaction, there's no pleasure, because their default is protest. Protest to everything. Fucking prices, politicians, anything, you name it. Some change of the law, some change of the rules, something that's happened in their town, some change of whatever. It's just a life of fucking protest constantly. That's leading to a life of conflict. People's entire life is wrapped up in protest and conflict. I put it to you that the million-dollar question is, how the hell do you avoid it? How do you step out of a life? You can protest physically. I get it, right? I'm not saying don't go do it. Get behind whatever it is that you want to change. But don't make that your default, where your entire life is just waking up wanting to fight with somebody. Because for most people, it is. Back in England, it's fucking chaos, right? It's the same as here. It's just absolute chaos. When will people wake up and think it's fucking irrelevant? They're all going, oh, Boris is gone, great. But there'll be some other nugget in play in October, great. What have we got to look forward to? Another fucker who's absolutely useless. Who people are looking at and going, oh, this guy's the saviour. Really? They're all as fucking corrupt as each other. Every single one of them. And yet people are looking at this now in England rejoicing because Boris is gone. Right? As I pointed out to somebody recently, that's all fun. But the fucking exchange rates plummet, your pensions are on their asses. It's now twice as expensive to go to Spain and America over the last few days. Your food prices have just gone up by about another fucking 20% because we buy it all from Europe. Like, are you happy? Fine. That's what you want. But practically, where it's really, really going to hurt you, at the pound, shillings and pence level, that's not fun for most people. So I'm glad you got what you wanted. But now you're probably another $200-$400 down for the next however many months while the country's in complete fucking turmoil in the middle of the deepest fucking recession, right? And you have a conversation with somebody like this, it's not funny. Like, it's not. I'd rather the nugget be in charge, any nugget be in charge and a bit of calm, that at least the food prices are not going to go through the roof as a result of fucking financial absolute meltdown in the country, which the press don't tell you about. And nobody educates themselves on it. But that's all right. We protested. We've lived with conflict. But I can't afford my energy bill at the end of the month. That's how fucking stupid this life is, man. It's like I come across as a dick when I say these things. I know I do. But I'm trying to pull people out of this. It's a terrific life. Them nuggets are irrelevant. This shit that's going on, there's nothing that you can do. Nothing at all. Get out of a life of protest and conflict as fast as you can.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @thepaulgough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.